HBO's new drama Lovecraft Country is about a black military veteran and his family who are plunged into a world of magic and monsters. That world is only slightly more horrifying than the real world they live in, Jim Crow era America. The series is out on Sunday, and NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says it's a masterpiece.
Here's the thing about being a black nerd who loves science fiction, fantasy, and superhero stories. Often you wind up admiring work created to glorify people who are the exact opposite of you. That's something the aptly named bookworm Atticus Freeman tries to explain while telling a female friend about the latest novel he was reading on a long bus ride, the 1912 book A Princess of Mars and its star, planet-jumping hero John Carter.
You said the hero was a Confederate officer.
Ex-Confederate.
He fought for slavery. You don't get to put an X in front of that.
Stories are like people. Love them doesn't make them perfect. You just try and cherish them. Overlook their flaws.
That could be something of a mission statement for Lovecraft Country, a series based on the recent novel of the same name. The book and series reference the work of renowned horror novelist H.P. Lovecraft, known to have racist views about African Americans. The show compares the work of Lovecraftian supernatural beings, which could have sprung from his books, to the racism black people faced in 1950s era America. Atticus Freeman, played by Defy Bloods co-star Jonathan Major, is a Korean War veteran who returns home to find his missing father. Before long, he's enlisted help from his Uncle George, played by Courtney B. Vance, and his friend Letitia, played by Journey Smollett. They must travel across the country from Chicago to follow a clue, and along the way, they run into a not-too-helpful police officer who informs them black people aren't allowed in the area after dark.
Any of you all know what a sundown town is?
Yes, sir, we do.
Well, this is a sundown county. If I had found you after dark, it would have been my sworn duty to hang every single one of you from them trees.
It's not sundown yet.
But when the police officer and his buddies try to lynch the trio, everyone is attacked by huge, teethy, flesh-eating monsters who chase them into a cabin. Uncle George, who's just as much of a bookworm as Atticus, has an idea of what they might be facing.
Listen to him. Choosing the night. What music they make.
What is he muttering on about?
It's a quote from Dracula.
None of them attacked me, and all I had is this flashlight.
You think those things are like vampires?
If I'm right, and the light hurts them, it'll also explain why we've been driving in the woods all day and didn't encounter one.
This is a tale that constantly flips the action to draw a direct line between the terrors of a supernatural story and the dread of racial oppression in the Jim Crow era. At a time when the world is still reeling from seeing a black man die with a white policeman's knee on his neck, there is no better moment for HBO's gripping Lovecraft Country to reinvent a supernatural tale. I'm Eric Deggans.